It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, September 12th. I'm Noel King in Los Angeles, in for Ben Johnson. Researchers have been studying morality, our notions of right and wrong, in laboratory settings for decades. But technology is allowing us to study morality in entirely new ways, taking it out of a lab environment and into the everyday experiences of regular people. In a recent study, researchers used a smartphone app to explore people's experiences with right and wrong by signaling them 5 times a day over the course of 3 days and asking them to report whether they'd committed or witnessed or learned about a moral or immoral act. Dan Wisniewski, a professor of psychology at St. Peter's University, co-authored that study. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Dan, I think about my experiences over the past 3 days, the time period that you studied, and it doesn't seem like I've had moral questions or moral decisions all that often in the span of 72 hours. Were people actually having those experiences?
Absolutely, actually. About 30% of the time, people were saying that in the last hour, that something moral had happened, whether it's something that they did, an immoral act they had committed, or a moral act they had committed or learned about.
It's possible I just have no conscience.
Well, or these things are happening, and you're just not really, you know, it's not really coming to mind. But, you know, I think when people think about it, if you stop, you can say, oh, actually, yeah, I did read that news story about the crisis over in the Middle East. Or, oh, yeah, you know, actually, I had a really bad day, and my partner actually did something really nice, and I came home, and they had made me dinner.
So when you checked in with these people over the course of 3 days, what did you learn about how we experience morality and how we commit moral or immoral behavior?
Beyond the sort of frequency with which moral things or moral events occur within people's daily life, we also sort of looked at moral contagion, whereas, you know, if people are, say, like the target of a moral act, some action that is sort of morally good, does that sort of make them later on pay it forward and commit more moral acts later on in the day?
As a social scientist, how is this kind of research more useful, for example, than doing this kind of study with people in a laboratory setting?
The primary one would have to be just how realistic it is. And so what we really try to do with this study is sort of complement a lot of those tightly controlled lab studies.
You know, there are a couple of morality apps out there that people can download. There's one called the Seesaw app. It lets you crowdsource decision making. What do you think about that? What do you think about the idea that an app can help me behave more morally on a daily basis?
To go back to like the idea of these moral contagion and moral licensing effects, if you have this app and you're asking it questions or you're sort of crowdsourcing these moral dilemmas that you have, it means that you're thinking about moral problems frequently. And so they're reminded of morality and reminded of the importance of sort of moral consistency. Maybe that would allow them to sort of say, I'm thinking about morality, my sense of morality is coming to mind often, and I should be engaging in behaviors that are consistent with my morals.
Dan Wisniewski is a professor of psychology at St. Peter's University. He co-authored a study that uses a smartphone app to explore people's experiences with morality. Thanks so much for being with us, Dan.
Thank you for talking to me.
All this week, while I've been with you, Ben Johnson's been out in San Francisco at TechCrunch Disrupt. He's also been chatting with entrepreneurs like Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. You'll hear about some of those adventures next week. But Ben's also been getting a tour of the city from Marketplace tech reporter Queena Kim. And they played this week's round of Silicon Tally, our Friday numbers game, near a Google bus stop.
I'm standing here on a very sunny morning in San Francisco with Marketplace tech reporter Queena Kim. Queena, why are we here?
Well, we're here right next to Dolores Park, and this is where the Google buses come.
The fabled, hated Google buses.
Yeah, they've been sort of like the easy symbol in terms of what's happening to the city because of the tech boom and the gentrification, and then they see these Google buses, and that has become the target that they're going to hit.
All right, Queena, so are you ready?
I think I'm ready, yes.
Okay. My number for you is sixth generation.
Apple.
Yes, the iPhone 6 came out this week. Are you going to get one? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm sort of really starting to look at the Android a lot, too. But everything I have is on Apple and, you know, the whole ecosystem thing. So I might just do Apple again.
All right, so you got a number for me?
I do. 10,000.
Can you give me a unit of measure? 10,000 what?
Websites.
10,000 websites were hacked.
That's the number of websites that participated in protests in terms of trying to fight for net neutrality.
Yes, the slowdown. All right, so I got a number for you. 99 cents.
That's the price of the new Amazon Fire.
Ah, well done, Queen of Kim.
They're joining the graveyard of cell phones. Facebook had to dump theirs for 99 cents, and now Amazon is also dumping theirs for 99 cents.
It's such a sad graveyard. You got something for me?
800 million.
I know what this is. 800 million credit cards on file, you know, in the Apple Pay thing that Apple released this week.
I was actually thinking about all those people who are waking up to find U2's new album on their phone, and it's making a lot of people very angry. You know, I can't take a video without my phone being like, oh my God, you have no more memory. And now, like, I've got this album on my phone. All respect to U2, but doesn't it feel a little dated? That, especially when they've got, like, Dre in the crowd and they're trying to appeal to a younger group.
Most kids probably have no idea who they are.
Or they're like, oh yeah, that's that band my mom's into.
All right, Queena Kim, Marketplace tech reporter. Queena, thanks for hanging out with me on this corner in San Francisco.
No problem. Thank you.
Remember, you can play a special listener version of Silicon Tally on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Noel King, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.